With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden welcoming President-elect Trump back to the White House.
Politics is tough, and it's, in many cases, not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today, and I appreciate it very much. A transition that's so smooth, it'll be as smooth as it can get, and I very much appreciate that, Jim.
You're welcome.
The two leaders spoke briefly in front of reporters before beginning their private two-hour meeting. Republicans have elected South Dakota Senator John Thune, the next Senate Majority Leader. Correspondent Bob Agnew with that report.
The 63-year-old Thune is in his fourth Senate term and has promised to work closely with Donald Trump, despite differences the two have had in the past. In fact, he'll be a crucial part of the incoming president's ability to push through his policy agenda. Thune managed to beat two opponents, Rick Scott of Florida and John Cornyn of Texas, both with stronger pro-Trump credentials. In a statement, Thune said he was, quote, extremely honored to have earned the support of my colleagues. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, inflation in the U.S. ticked up in October.
Consumer prices rose 2.6% from a year earlier, up from 2.4% in September. The increase was driven by costlier rents, used cars, and airfares, a sign that price increases might be leveling off after having slowed in September to their lowest pace since 2021. It was the first increase in annual inflation in 7 months.
Correspondent Jeremy House, from September to October, prices edged up 0.2%. An uptick in prices, if sustained, could stir concerns in financial markets that progress in taming inflation may be slowing. It also may make the Federal Reserve less inclined to cut its interest rate in the coming months. The Dow up 69 points, but the Nasdaq losing 5. This is SRN News. A new look at giving. From the Barna Group.
The poll reveals that the most generous Americans are the oldest Americans. When asked if they give money to their local church or other charities, 72% of the oldest citizens say yes. 64% of baby boomers do too, as do 58% of Generation X. However, younger cohorts are less generous, although that could be a function of the fact they simply don't have as much money as their parents or their grandparents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The co-founder of Moms for Liberty expects President Trump to deliver on campaign promises to end the spread of the LGBT agenda in the schools. Tiffany Justice says American parents voted for their children's future in a post on X. Observers expect Mr. Trump to immediately nullify the Biden administration's Title IX rule that adds gender identity to current anti-discrimination statutes. This is SRN News. Worries about more riots in the Netherlands.
Dutch police are warning of calls for more rioting in Amsterdam a day after dozens of people armed with sticks and firecrackers set a tram on fire in the Dutch capital. The city's facing tensions following violence last week targeting fans of an Israeli soccer club. Police said the fire was quickly extinguished and riot officers cleared the square. Images online showed people damaging property and setting off firecrackers. Police said it was not clear whether the unrest was related to what happened last week. Keith Peters reporting.
Following the devastating fire on April 15, 2019, Notre Dame in Paris will be open in time for the Christmas season. The target date, December 8th. Just last week, the Northern Belfry, partially destroyed in the blaze, saw its 8 newly restored bells peal for the first time since 2019. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.